Welcome back to our church planting class. We're having a great discussion with Mr. Rich DeVos, and we're going to continue that discussion. And one of the things that church planters struggle with, Rich, are the naysayers, the people who, like, all of a sudden get behind their brain and start negative talk, and they were negative talk maybe in the church they came from, and now they're negative talk, and the church planter becomes stymie, and all of a sudden a week goes by, and they're out of sync. How have you dealt with naysayers?
First of all, accept the fact that they're all over the place.
Okay.
A naysayer is not something unusual. Most people are naysayers. That's why they don't get anywhere.
Okay.
See, most people just plug through life. They get a job, they stay in the job. They won't change jobs unless they're fired.
Okay.
See, their pattern is to do what is the least, and they follow the pattern, and they get a job, and instead of saying, I want to get a better job, but I don't like this job. They just stay there, and that becomes a route, their rut of life.
Okay.
So naysayers are everywhere.
Okay.
You know, Paul found them. You talk about them. No matter where he went, there were people ready to ridicule them, condemn them.
Stone them.
In our business, we have governments that are naysayers.
Okay.
Because most government employees are not aggressive type people.
Mm-hmm.
And their business is to find fault.
Okay.
Fault finding is the biggest game in town. If somebody makes a speech, you've got to answer, oh, man, you're too long.
Okay.
Or did you hear that? See, he didn't even spell that word right. He didn't even pronounce that word right. Can you imagine that? I mean, he's a college kid, and he didn't even pronounce a word right. You know, and so that's what we call that fried chicken or broiled pasta or something.
Broiled pasta.
Yeah. So you get used to the fact. I made a speech at Calvin College the other day, and now I read in the Grand Rapids Press that I didn't do something that they thought was theologically right. It wasn't a theological speech. It didn't deal with theology. It dealt with a few examples. Well, they apparently didn't conform with what his theology was. So he writes a letter to the public, Paul, and writes that DeVos' faith is weak. He doesn't understand this. And it's okay. But, see, it doesn't matter. Even if I'm talking about all how to be positive, how to encourage people. And he writes a letter telling me how bad I am.
Right, right.
Say, how dumb I am. Oh, that's true. See, I'm not very smart.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make a speech in one subject or you do something in one way, doesn't mean you can't cover everything that goes in the Christian world.
Right.
And so
one sermon does not address every topic.
So naysayers are all over. They're in your church, and they're on the streets. And so get used to it. Now, if you want to be a church builder, then you either have to overcome this or you ought to get out of the business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See? Because if you're going to let your life be controlled by what they say, then you're not a church builder.
Right.
You better go get a job on driving a truck or something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you're just a follower.
Right.
You're not a builder. You're a follower.
So you're really saying leaders can expect naysayers.
Oh, they're going to look out for you. They're laying on the weeds for you. Because people who don't do anything, you know, if the guys leave a job and they go out and they all have a beer and they all know what's wrong with the company.
Okay.
The other guys are still at work. The management people are still at work trying to help the business grow,
mm-hmm.
figuring out what they're going to do tomorrow, how to advance the business. But they're already home telling everything that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't go there. First of all, don't hang around with people who think like that.
That's a good point. You can actually, you have to be very intentional about hanging around positive people.
Well, because the others are always with you. When I started making speeches, I decided to do positive speeches.
Mm-hmm.
Because every other speech I hear, the speaker would have a subject, and he would develop a subject, and then he would tell us what was wrong with the subject, and then he would tell us how he would fix it. Because
mm-hmm.
he was smarter. So his goal was not to deliver an effective positive speech. His goal was to show how smart he was.
Right.
And most people who are speaking are always trying to show how smart they are.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful who you listen to. Because the world is filled with these beer-drinking guys who just hang around. They go to football games. They know what's wrong. They know every play. They know that the coach is stupid. You know. So don't get surprised. The whole stadium is full of them.
Right. And if you win, they cheer. And if you lose, they're not happy.
So, but anyway, this is a part of the job.
Right.
to deal with those are the people you got to reach
mm-hmm.
and make them joyful in the Christ, in Christ. So just practice on when you hear people who are like that, then you got to sit down and say, let me just mind, we talk to you a little bit about this.
Well, you know, you brought up theology on Calvin. Maybe we should just ground why is a naysayer and that's that total depravity. That's the sin in every one of us.
Amen.
You said earlier by saying that we're all kind of naysayers, and then some subjects we all have something negative to say. But a pastor has the good news.
Amen.
There's where the power of Christ.
And you
comes
have,
in.
You just always come back to that.
Yes.
You say, let me tell you the good news. All these things are true in the world. But let me tell you the good news.
Oh,
yeah, that's great, Henry.
That's powerful.
Well, that's what you do. You are the most consistent soul winner I have ever had. You are. Okay, you find him on the street corners. You find him on the beaches. You're you've been at it all your life. And you never stopped doing it. And you see, most people start it and got a little excitement, and then they start hitting the naysayers, and then they stop. Now the naysayer is controlling your life. Fear of what somebody else says is dominant in your life. So you're no longer a leader. You surrendered your leadership role to being a follower.
Hmm.